It's good to be back here tonight as we study a portion of what God's Word has to say. I dare not to keep you long on tonight, but I definitely want to focus our attention again on the book of Nehemiah. And we'll look at some passages here in a few minutes. But one of the things that I want to stress tonight is the reading tree. I want to stress that tonight. And the reason why is because it is in reading the Word of God, not just from a public perspective through the proclamation of the Word of God, the scripture readings, when we come together to study the Word of God on Wednesdays and, of course, on the Lord's Day, Sunday morning and Sunday evening, but your own personal reading. And the reason why your personal reading, because that's when the public reading begins to make more sense. That's when you begin to make connections when the teacher or the preacher is preaching the word on various subjects. So we want to be in tune with what God's word has to say. But before we get into the book of Nehemiah, I want us to turn very swiftly to 2 Timothy 3, verse number 15. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 15, we find some familiar words from Paul talking to his son in the faith. And he says something very interesting that all of us know. So only thing I'm doing is reminding you of the things that had already been said or you have already learned. But notice what he says in verse number 15. And that from a child, you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Real quick, we notice some things that Paul is saying concerning this young man. We know that his grandmother and his mother were very instrumental in teaching him the holy scriptures. We know that the scriptures that he read were most likely Old Testament scripture, but also keep in mind what Peter said in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 16 about Paul's writings and how they are scriptures as well. So it is very important for us to understand that it's very possible that that Timothy also read some of the Apostle Paul's writings. However, this is something that I want to bring across before we go back into the book of Nehemiah. Notice what the scriptures are able to do. They're able to make you wise. The word wise there means to be skillful. To be skillful. And one thing that we ought to have a desire to be is to be skillful in words, instructions. When we think about the preacher, when we think about the elders, when we think about the Bible class teacher, they ought to be proficient in words. As a matter of fact, on one occasion, I remember saying that my job is to handle words. That's my job. And when we consider the words in which Timothy was taught, these words were to make him skillful, clever for salvation. Notice, through faith. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. But then turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we notice some things that are pretty interesting as well. Here we move from an individual perspective and we go to a public perspective. Notice what Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse number 12, let no man despise your youth. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity, till I come. Here it is. Give attention literally to the reading, the public reading of scripture, to the reading, to the exhortation, to the teaching. Now, friends, this is very important. And the reason why it's important is because Timothy was to pay close attention to these things. As a matter of fact, if you drop down to verse number 15, notice what he tells him. Meditate on these things. Allow them to roll around in your mind. Question. Even right now, what's rolling around in your mind. I believe that many cannot handle the Word of God because they have too many other things blocking the Word of God. Turn your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah as we close up and consider the blessings of the public reading of Scripture. Keep in mind that the people of God, as we talked about before, have come out of Babylonian captivity, yet they refused to do what God had told them to do. Nehemiah caught wind of this by Hanani. He goes to the king. The king offers him the provisions needed. We notice that the wall was built in verse number 6 of chapter 4. And we look at Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse number 15, 52 days later, and the job is completed. Now that's very, very important. But I want us to take our trek from chapter 6 to chapter 8. And the reason why is because now that all of these things are completed, the people of God must needs be exposed to the Word of God from a public perspective, the public reading. And friends, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Anytime that we are exposed to the reading of the Word of God, we need to do something positive with it. But we notice something in chapter 8, verse number 1. The people gathered together as one man. Now, 49,942 people gathered in the open square. That's a lot of people. Now, you think 31 people was a lot of people this morning. Can you imagine 49,942 people listening to the Word of God being read? That's powerful. That's powerful right there. And notice what happens. Ezra the scribe is told to bring the book of the law of Moses. I have a little note in my Bible. Exposure to the authority of God is always good. Why is that? Why is it important for Timothy to meditate on these things? Why is it important for Timothy to take heed to the exhortation of the word and the reading of Scripture? The same reason why these 49,942 people, as they are listening to the law of Moses, why it was important for them. Just like our reading tree, it's important for us to read, because the more we read, it's not about getting leaves on a tree, but it's about being exposed to the authority of God. Now notice some things that we see in verse number 1, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all those who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Now, that's very important, because when you get down to chapter 8, verse number 13, you'll see the second day. And when you get to chapter 9, verse number 1, you'll see the 24th day. So you see a progression taking place. And one thing that is consistent in the midst of this progression is the reading of the Word of God. Now notice what we see here in verse number 3. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate. Notice, from morning unto midday. Can you imagine? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Can you imagine 4 hours of just reading Scripture? Oh, Brother Bonner, folk are tired. They have to go to the restroom. They need to take their medicine. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just trying to be truthful. This is what I've heard in the last 20 years of my preaching. I remember being on the golf course with a guy. I was doing a gospel meeting. And he said, you know that lesson you preached last night? I could have preached that in 20 minutes. I say, well, when you get up and preach, you preach that. Now, you think about that. Why do we complain about the length of the preaching of the Word of God? What if I just got up and just read the book of Matthew? It would probably take us 4 hours to read that book. Can you imagine the gems you can receive in one sitting of the Word of God. One thing I know when I eat cherry pie, it's a hint for y'all. I want to eat it in one setting. A barbecue sandwich. One setting. Shouldn't it be that for the Word of God? You know, sometimes we want to read one scripture and we get up. Friends, we have to train ourselves in the Word of God. This is a meal. This is a diet. So from morning until midday, men and women and little ones were hearing the book of the law. But notice what takes place because of the opening of the book. Notice verse 5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Notice the respect for the Word of God. Drop down to verse number 7. And the second part of verse number 7. You see these individuals that were responsible, and they helped the people understand the law. And the people stood in their place. So they read carefully, distinctly, clearly, with clarity from the book in the law of God. And they gave, meaning that they brought it to pass, the sense. Why? Because they wanted to help the people understand the reading of the law. I believe that many cannot understand the Word of God because they're not spending time by themselves with the Word of God. Friends, it's important that we take advantage of the reading tree. It's important that we hear what thus saith the Lord. Why? Drop down to verse number 13. Notice some things, friends. Now, on the second day, the heads of the families, houses of all the people, with the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe in order to understand the words of the law. And notice what took place, friends, all because of the reading of the law. These people were not exposed to the authority of the law, to the authority of God, but because of the reading of the law, notice, and they found, you know, usually when you find something, it's because it was lost. And they found written in the law, which the law had commanded Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month. Can you imagine not knowing these things? You have gotten so far away from the will of God that here Ezra is reading the Word of God. They're being made to understand the Word of God and the will of God. And now they're ready to act upon the Word of God and the will of God. So God tells them what they need to be doing. Now, why am I saying this? Because the more you expose yourself to the reading of public scripture or the reading of scripture in your private time, the more that you subject yourself to the authority of Almighty God, and you can find things in there that you have not exposed yourself to, and next thing, govern yourself accordingly. That's exactly what we should have a desire to do. Drop down to verse number 17. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day, the children of Israel had not done so. Why haven't they done it? They haven't done it because, number one, they haven't been exposed to the law of God. They haven't read it. The public reading of the scriptures was not done, so they didn't know. And trust me, what you don't know, you can't apply. But notice, chapter 9, verse 1. The 24th day. So we saw the first day and then the second day and now the 24th day, 22 days later of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, sackcloth, with dust on their heads. Then those of the Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners and they stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law, notice, of the Lord their God 1/4 of the day, and for another 1/4 they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. Hold on. Can you imagine? You're exposed to the Word of God, the authority of God, and now you're being taught what you need to be confessing. And friends, I don't know any honest individual who reads the Word of God and at one time or another say to the Father, I'm sorry. What God is looking for in Psalm 51 is a contrite spirit, broken and contrite. In verse number 10 of chapter 9, we see great reminders. In chapter 12, we see great provisions God provided for his people. We see in verse number 19 through verse 19 through 25, we see the great mercies of God. Hold on. How could they have known about their sin, and how could they have known about the mercies of God unless the reading of the law? I was talking to my son the other day, taking him to school, and I said, you know, it's good to get out into, the elements, I think. Because when you're around buildings all the time, you always look at what man makes. But when you get out among the trees, you're out in the water, you get to see what God made. And you get to honor God and glorify God and be thankful for God, to God. And you get to put your hand in the dirt. Why? Because you're exposed to the things that God made. You know, when you're reading books, I don't want to pick up that one, but when you're reading books by man, you get to be in awe with what man wrote. But when you pick up God's book, you get to be in awe about what God wrote. Expose yourself to the Word of God. And one thing that we see in chapter 9, we see the contrast between the disobedience of God's people, especially verses 26 through 30, and the mercies of Almighty God. How did they know that? Because the law was being read. The Pentateuch, the Torah, was being read to the people of God. Notice something else that I thought was pretty interesting. Go to chapter 13. In chapter 13, I noticed this. As I was reading, every time something was written, every time the word was read, there was some type of response by the people of God. I don't see how the word of God can be read and heard and something in the mind doesn't say, I need to do something different. I need to grow closer to Jehovah. Notice verse 1. On that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people. Now, friends, I would have to say that this had to have been closer to the 32nd year of Artaxerxes' reign. And the reason why I say that is because of verses 4 and following. It's in the same context that we see this. So we're seeing some continuity with the people of God and the reading of the law. We see continuity. But notice what he says. On that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of the people. And in it was found written, listen to this, that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever come into the assembly of God. Why? Because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. You remember Tobias? And remember what Elisha was going to be doing? Making him a room inside of the courts of the house of God. And it was at this particular time that we had Nehemiah had to come in and stop that madness. But if anything, they should have known, because here they see that it is found written that the Ammonites, the Moabites, could not assemble with the people of God. Question. Can we know what to do and what not to do when we hear God's law? When we hear the word of God? That's why the reading tree is important. And that's the point I want to make with us. Read the scriptures, not just so you could put a leaf on the board or on the wall because we want you to, but read it because the more that you expose yourself to God and his word, the more the mind of Christ you'll have. And friends, you can never go wrong reading the word of God. You'll never go wrong. How much are you reading? This year, we want to encourage all of the members to read as much as they can. We want to see if we can get about 2,000 leaves on the tree. That's a beautiful thing. Some would probably think, well, I don't do that. Nobody needs to know I'm reading. You know, that's fine if you want to have that attitude. But what if those who are working on the wall had that attitude? Friends, we're all working at this together. We know that it's volunteer basis. You know, it was volunteer basis for them to work on that wall. And the reason why I can prove that, let me just make this one point just in case somebody want to tug on it. Just in case. In verse number 5 of chapter 3, next to them the Torahites made repair, but their nobles did not put their shoulders to the work of their Lord. See, everybody didn't want to do the work. The nobles said, well, I'm going to get there and get my hands where I'm not going to do that. Which says that it was a voluntary basis. The reading tree is voluntary. But we're encouraging you to read the scriptures because the more that you read, the better off your life will be. And the more that your life is in line with the word of God and the will of God, the better someone else's life will be as well. Friends, we're not living this life for ourselves. We're living this life also for others. I've said this before. I remember when my mother told me, Mike, your money doesn't just belong to you. It's to help others. It was a hard concept as a young man. You know, the knowledge that we attain is not just for us. We need to take that knowledge and go out and help others. There are many lost souls in San Angelo. You come across them every day. Let's do our part in reading God's word and exposing ourselves to the authority of God and submitting ourselves to his authority. And we just might help somebody else out. Keep in mind, your life doesn't belong to you. If you're not a child of God, we want you to consider reading the scriptures. Read with us. And I guarantee you, the more you read God's word, the more you'll have the mind of Christ. I've been watching some videos here lately, and these videos have been why I left this denomination. And it's interesting. It's consistent. Because I read the word of God. Friends, when we read God's word, it exposes us to truth. And the only thing we have to do is make a decision if we want to follow it or not. Read the word. If you're not a child of God, we want you to be. We want you to be a blessed people. And in reading the word of God, your life will be blessed. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. God himself will add you to his son's church. But maybe you're a child of God and, well, you haven't been reading. Let us encourage you to do that. Because the more you read, the better your life will be. And you'll be able to exercise wisdom in every area of your life. Why? Because Christ himself is the power of God. And he's the wisdom of God. He's wisdom personified in Proverbs chapter 8. Go to his wisdom. And if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. As we stand and as we sing the Savior's invitation.